Welcome back to another podcast. What if that's like my intro to every single podcast? That'd be pretty sick. Let me try that again. Welcome back to another... No, yeah, definitely that's not going to work. So as I start this podcast, I'm thinking to myself, yo, I need something to like a name or like some type of intro to every single podcast. I start with that exact thing. And if you guys have any ideas, like, let me know, because I am like... I lack creativity in that, so, you know, hit me up. I need a name. So, this podcast, I'm starting randomly as fuck. I'm just sitting at the park right now, and I was writing down my ideas in my little ideas book, and I was like, yo, you know what? I'm going to start a podcast, and if it doesn't really work out, then I'll just flop it. I'll just throw it away, because that's my biggest goddamn problem. I'm in my car right now, and I do my podcast on my phone. Like, yo, I'm poor. Please bear with me. If it sounds like too low, like just put the volume up in your car and your earphones, like do me a solid. But my biggest problem that I have is like just going for it, you know, like I overthink stuff sometimes. Like for the most part, I don't. But I have just so many ideas, like even just looking at this notebook right here, like I have so many ideas that I've had for a really long time that I don't just like go for and just do it. So I'm just here and I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna start this podcast, and if it doesn't work out, then what the fuck? I don't give a fuck. And then we just scrap it. It's so easy. Just scrap it. And I just talk all the time anyway. Like I literally talk to myself. So yo, we're gonna start this podcast, and it's gonna go deep down into depression. Damn, that's just like, imagine I want to add sound effects like depression, like boom, just add like this little thing just to make it dramatic. But a lot of people don't know this about me, but there was a time in my life where I would say I was depressed, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know what the word depressed is. I don't want to categorize it and then like it not be. Maybe I was just sad. But no, it was definitely more than sad, because me personally, I've been happy. Like, I'm kind of always happy. Like, especially now, if you know me, like, you know that for the most part, I'm always happy. But there was a time in my life where it wasn't like that. And I was around 2016 through like 2017. It lasted a whole year. And like, to me, I didn't know how to handle it. Like, because, like I said, like, most of my entire life, I've always been so happy. So, when this came into my life, I didn't know how to control it. And so, let me just explain how and why I was in this little thing, like, this little dilemma where I was just, like, depressed. So, it started off pretty much like at this time we had a group channel, and I've told this to like a lot of my close friends, so but most people don't know this side of me, so I think it'll be a good idea to talk about this, because people just think that fucking I'm just fucking happy all the time and shit. For the most part, I kind of am, and I take pride in that, because I came a long way, honestly, because I said like that year was really 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 tough for me, and I'm glad I'm over it, and I've never felt that way in my life, and I just wanted to try and help you guys do the same if you guys are in that same situation, and I feel like I know the answers now. I mean, I don't know the exact answers, but this could probably help, you know? I don't want to say like I'm some type of therapist, but I definitely think this will help you out if you just go for it, and just how I said in the beginning of this video, just try things. But where do I begin? Okay, like I was saying, we had this channel. It was called Future Mob. This channel's still there, but we used to be like very active on it, like me and my homies, and they got to a point where my friends didn't really want to do it anymore. So they took a different route, you know, like they went to a different route. They were doing their own thing. So I didn't really have friends, and that's just step one. I didn't really have friends at the time, and that was very foreign to me, because I'm always just so used to being around so many different people, like all my homies, really. And for like, I want to say a whole year-ish, I would still see my homies. Here's the thing, I wouldn't say like I didn't have friends at all, but I was just kind of more used to being close to people all the time, and which is not a very good thing about me, but I'm kind of still like that. I kind of function better around people, for sure. Like, I'm very, like, extrovert, and that's what I really hate that about myself, that I'm way too extrovert. Like, come on, you need some introvert in yourself, like, but It got to a point where my friends kind of took a different route than what I kind of envisioned myself. And pretty much, like, I got to where I was like, dude, I don't know what to do anymore. I don't know what to do with my life, because this was like maybe a year and a half after high school, and I didn't go to college because in my head I was like, yo, we're gonna do this. We're gonna make this YouTube channel blow up. This is all I ever wanted. I dedicated my entire, like, all my funds, everything into this channel, right? So to where I'm not in control of that anymore, as in, like, my homies don't want to do it and I can't control them to do it. So it got to the point where I'm like, damn, I can't upload on this channel no more. And that's all I ever even knew. Like, I don't know anything else but to do this channel, to make these videos for this channel. So I was like stuck. I'm like, yo, what am I gonna do with my life? And I think that is where most people struggle right now, is like, yo, what am I gonna do? Like, and we pressure ourselves so much. Like, we have to know now, when that is not the case at all. And it just sucked that, like, at the time, that definitely, all I ever thought about was like, yo, what am I going to do now? Everything I ever wanted was right there. So, and I can't do that anymore. So what now? So for a long period of time, I wasn't skateboarding. I wasn't making YouTube videos. All I was doing is working. I was just working at my job. And I'll do 12-hour shifts, like, 4 to 5 times a week. I used to work, like, 4 to 5 times a week, all 12-hour shifts. And I'll just go back home and then just repeat. Go back home and then repeat. And, oh, my God, I can't even picture it. Like, me saying that right now, I'm like, wow, that shit sounds miserable. And I don't ever want to be in that situation ever again. And I'm glad I, like, got out of that routine. Because I easily could have kept on doing that my whole entire life. And, like, that is just whack. Like, I'm not saying, like, if you do that, it's whack. But for me and who I am, that's just not the route and how, like, I'm supposed to be, I guess. But so maybe the first time it ever hit me, because this was all, like, a build-up. It wasn't, like, one day to the next. I was just, like, fucking fucked and depressed and I don't know. But I remember, like, I had a girlfriend at the time. And I was at her house. And I remember I was just sitting there. I don't remember what was happening at the time, but I was sitting there and I just, like, get really blank and I kind of zone off so much. And then she looked at me and she kind of noticed I was off, because I'm usually, like, super, like, hyper and fucking, like, annoying as hell. So it's really easy to tell if I'm, like, having kind of a bad day or whatever. But at the time she looked at me and she was like, hey, like, what's wrong? Like, you okay? And I was not talking whatsoever. I literally could not talk. I was trying to say, like, oh, like, I'm fine. And I didn't say anything. I wasn't talking. I was just, like, really spaced out. And she kept on asking me, like, Jason, like, what's wrong? And she thought she did something, you know, like, she thought she did something wrong. And, like, I couldn't even talk. I was, like, stuck. Like, if I didn't have no goddamn tongue. And I just walked out her house. I walked out and I sat in the porch. And she kept on looking at me. And she was like, Jason, like, what's wrong? Like, what's happening right now? Like, she was nervous. She was scared because she's looking at me. And I'm just, like, a completely different person. Like, I just turned into some type of zombie. And then eventually, like, 10 minutes later of her trying to talk to me, I was like, she was like, Jason, like, what's going on? And I looked at her and I paused and I said, like, I don't know. I looked at her and I said, I don't know, because I've never, ever in my life felt that way. Like, my whole entire, like, body just, like, I just felt like I wasn't there. Like, my whole body was there. Like, I was physically there. Mentally, I wasn't. And I just felt like my brain just shut off. And I didn't really feel, like, sad. It was weird. It's a weird feeling because I didn't feel sad. I just didn't feel like who I normally was. Or maybe that was sadness, but I didn't really know at the time. And that was the first time that ever happened to me in my life. And it sucked because it kept on happening. Like, once it did it one time, it kept on happening. And I'll be at work and stuff, and it would just happen. Like, I'll just, like, zone out, and I wouldn't talk to nobody. And the worst thing about it is, like, once I get into this little thing, I think it's called anxiety. I want to say it's anxiety because I've talked to people that kind of went through similar things, and they told me anxiety, and I didn't know how to control it. Like I said, I was never in a situation where I was even remotely like sad, let alone fucking depressed and getting anxiety. Like, what the fuck? Like, dude, that's crazy. That's so foreign to me. So it was really hard for me, and I couldn't like snap out of it ever if I ever got into the zone. It was just so tough. So, and I remember one of my coworkers, and he was more like a drug addict, dude. So he was very, he would like really be straight up about stuff. So he came into work, right? And then like, it was like really cool. And I was working and everything was fine. And then towards the end of the shift, he tells me something. He goes up to me. This dude is like, I want to say, like 6'4", huge guy. He comes up to me, he looks into my eyes, he's like, bro, why you like that? Aggressive, just like that. He was like, yo, why you like this? And I look at him like, what do you mean? Like, I was working in the back, I was doing prep, and he was, why you like that, bro? Like, when I came in, like, you were all happy and you were like having a good time, and all of a sudden you're not talking, and you're like, yo, you're like, what is it, like, what the fuck is that word? Bipolar, there you go. Like, I'm like, it's like if I was being bipolar to him. But in my head, I just got into my head, and I went into this mode. I went into zombie mode. So, and I look at him, and I was like, and I kind of just laugh. I just laugh and like walk away. But I know I do that all the time. Well, I did that all the time at the time of when I was going through it. And going into more of like being at work is, I remember one day, and it was probably the worst day of my life, which happens to be on my birthday. It was probably the worst day of my life. I was doing a 12-hour shift on my birthday, and my coworkers are really nice. You know, they brought me like presents and like a cake and all. And I was working in the back, right? And they called me to the front so they can like sing happy birthday to me or whatever. And I remember going out there, but I was already in the zone. I was already in the zone of like, yo, I'm like, I'm not feeling great. And I just remember how fake I had to be in that exact moment, because they were filming me. It was like Snapchat stuff or whatever. And they were filming me. Like, what am I going to do? Like, fucking be mad as fuck? Like, there's no way. So I remember how fake I had to act in that exact moment. And it sucked. I never ever want to be in that situation again where I just feel so depressed and I have to fake being happy. That shit was fucking whack. And I never want to be in that situation again. And that was probably the worst day of my life, 2017 on my birthday, which is crazy because my birthday is coming up like in like fucking 8 days, and I'm 100% in the happiest time of my life right now, which is fucking amazing. Like, and it took a whole year for me to snap out of it. And pretty much how I did it and how I think it'll help you guys if you guys are going through the same thing is like snapping out of that routine. Because the thing that kept me in that same little bubble was me going to work every day, 12-hour shift in the same job with the same people. And they're just like, I was in this routine where I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And I didn't really try anything anymore. I just turned into a different person, which is whack. And it was a whole entire year like that. And that's a really, really long time, if you really think about it, of not doing stuff that you love. And it's just terrible to me. It just sounds so terrible. So what I suggest you guys is just trying different things, where it's like, for me, this is what I did. So I knew I had the passion for videos, but I couldn't do it in that exact way that I only, like, I was just stuck in this box where I had to do it with my friends this specific way or it won't work at all. I didn't even want to try nothing else. I just wanted that, but I couldn't do that anymore because my friends are in a different route. So I was just stuck. So eventually, and this is like, fast forward in a couple months, this did not just happen like next week or like a couple days later. This is like 9 months, 10 months later. I picked up my camera again, which is the, like, my main happiness is that, like, just filming and just creating content. I hit up one of my homies and I was like, yo, like, you should let me try and make a YouTube video for you, because I was really studying and like I think that's what I was doing, like, the whole year, is, like, really studying how cameras work and how all these things work. And I developed a passion for, like actual videography, not just YouTube itself, like, more, like, videography stuff. And that's really what snapped me out of it. And I hit up one of my close homies, and he makes music. And I was like, yo, you should, like, let me make a music video for you. And, like, it was maybe, like, a week prior into, like, filming that, I was just studying my ass off, music videos, and I did a music video, and I absolutely loved it. I had such a great time filming it, and then I hit up one of my other homies, and I was like, yo, you made music, here's a music video I made, like, you should check it out, and then we should probably do something. And he saw it, and he loved it, and he was like, yo, that would be sick if we do one. So eventually, I started going into that, and I started this little company, I guess, like, trying to build a name for myself with photography and videography. And that just, like, really boosted myself up again. And if I didn't take that little leap of, like, yo, I have to try something new, which is music videos. I didn't know what I was doing when I was filming that music video, the first ever music video especially. I had no idea what I was doing. I winged everything, and I just said, fuck it, and I just went for it. And it came out really good. And I think, like, I mean, obviously it wasn't the best, but it's just all work in progress. And I think if I just didn't step out of that comfort zone, I maybe even to this day would have been stuck. And I can't even picture myself still being in that loop, bro. That fucking would suck like shit. So I just really want to help as many people as I could. And a lot of people tell me, like, probably think, like, you've never been in that situation, so you don't even know what it's like to be, like, sad or anything. And I do get that a lot. Like, people don't fucking know the behind the scenes, right? So after I started making these music videos, I got into photography, and I was just learning and learning. And eventually I started making these YouTube videos with my homies again. And which was really good about this is because before I went into this little depression thing, I didn't really know about cameras. I would just kind of just put it in auto and just film, and I didn't know what I was doing. And then when we came back and started making videos again, the videos were done so much more professional, like shot so much more HD, and everything was just so much better. And since I was just working and working, I had, like, all this money, and I just built my camera equipment. And when we came back on that channel, like, it was just so much better. Everything was just so much more professional. And that's what I take pride in to this day, is, like, making my dumb little funny, stupid videos, but make them done professionally, which is, like, a whole different, like, way. And I think if I never went through that year of, I guess, I it's weird for me to say depression, because I don't know if it's depression. I have no idea. I don't want to say I was depressed, but also I really feel like it was something way more than sadness. So maybe it was between sadness and depression. But if I never went through that year, I don't think I'll be who I am today. So I want to tell you guys that are listening, it's not bad that you're going through this. This is all part of the build. And for me, it took me a year, which seems like a long time. But maybe for you guys, or for anyone else, maybe it's been like that your whole life, or 3 years in. And, like, yo, like, hit me up, bro. Like, let's talk. Like, let's do something. Because I think that's the biggest problem that I had, is, like, I didn't really talk to people, and I didn't try and, like, work on it. I kind of just let it there, and I just got used to it, and that's not the way to go about it. So recap and everything, I'm gonna try and end this up really soon. But recap, yo, if you're going through shit, like, if you don't feel like, and also don't pressure yourself, don't ever pressure yourself, like, I need to be here now, especially looking at social media and stuff. Like, you can easily get discouraged by these people that are faking being all this stuff. Like, it's like, dude, trust me, none of us know what the fuck we're doing. We're just flowing, and then, like, we just post the best things on Instagram. Don't ever get discouraged by shit on Instagram, and, well, social media in general. But don't be in a rush, and just try things, bro. Like, and it's, for me, what helped me was music videos. But, like, that's not gonna be everybody's case, you know. Like, finding your passion is, like, the biggest goal, because once you find your passion, like, you just work your ass off on it, and it's just fucking, that's pure happiness, like, just joy. So, yo, like, just, like, even just go for like hikes in the morning, or just, yo, fucking try being, just play golf, man. Like, fucking go take some boxing lessons. Literally anything. Just try it. And like, all these little things are really gonna help you. I promise you. Like, I'm really happy that I made it out this little thing, and hopefully you guys can learn some stuff. And like I said, honestly, hit me up on Instagram, especially. Like, my Instagram is at @imjale. I'm Jael. So if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, really just hit me up and be like, yo, like, I'm just going through it, and I fucking guarantee you, I'll fucking open your message, and we can talk, we can hang out, we can talk, like, yo, for real, like, we can talk in person. Like, I'm really trying to help you guys. So if you guys, it got really serious, but if you guys made it to the end of this podcast, just send me a little DM, like, that you listen to it. That thing really, like, helps me out a lot, and it'll mean the world to me. So how the fuck do I end this? I don't even know how the fuck to end a podcast. I don't even know how to start one. I don't know how to end it. But I think this was really well, and I'm glad I just stepped out of my comfort zone right now. Fuck. I'm dying. But I'm glad I just stepped out of my comfort zone and started this podcast. You know what's funny? And I'm going to just say it, but it's kind of embarrassing. But I filmed another podcast right before this one. And it was a completely different podcast, which is crazy. It was a whole, like, Q&A. I recorded maybe like a 15 to 20 minute podcast, and I just deleted it right now, and I just started this one, and this one kind of just worked. You know what I mean? This is just like what I'm saying. Like, you don't know what's gonna work and what's not gonna work. Like, bro, just fucking do it, and if it doesn't work, then fucking so what, move on. You know what I mean? So I fucked up on a podcast, and now I made another one, and I really like this one. I really like how this one came out, and I feel like it will help people out. So if you guys made it to the end of this podcast, thank you so much. Like, I really genuinely appreciate you taking 20 minutes out of your life to, like, listen to me. And if you guys listen to it, like, on the way to work or something, that's amazing. That's beautiful. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm out of here. Have a great day, have a great night, whenever you listen to it. And I love you, motherfucker. Okay, bye.